always brilliant in the morning, smoking your cigarettes and talking over coffee. Your philosophy's an art broken.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
On Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus, this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is RBCP and I'm doing a live show today. Live on the air on Prank Call Nation. It's going to be the best live show ever. I'm going to be calling up homeowners for various reasons. And I don't know, that's pretty much it for today. I'm not going to be doing very long, maybe just an hour, maybe two, I don't know. I guess it depends on how things are going. I'm very sick today. Well, no, I'm not very sick today. I've been very sick all week. Today I feel like I have the energy to do a show. So that's my excuse for not doing a show this week. I've been sick, I've had a cold and a cough. I'm probably going to be having coughing fits during this show and sneezing a bunch all over the microphone. It's going to be gross. So apologies in advance for that. It's been so long since I've done a live show, or any show at all, any show, that it's been an entire week since GAD announced the Calls of Mass Confusion thing that was released. But I feel like I need to do that on a show because I haven't done that. So, Calls of Mass Confusion has been released. The joint project between me and GAD and Carlito, and I guess Dwight a little bit, and GAD's, cronies, people that he drags out with hidden cameras, and films people while I make prank phone calls to them, which has been a lot of fun. And we're planning to do some more of those next week. Hopefully, next Saturday. I have no idea what we're going to do. But anyway, the half-hour show called Calls of Mass Confusion has finally been released. I'm sure you guys all know where it is by now, but I will put a link in the show notes. Or, I mean, you can just go to phonelosers.org. There's a whole article about it. Yes, the end. Item number two. The pumpkin carving contest is over. And I started to make a post about it on Phone Losers, but I never finished it. But I have all the entries, I think, everything that was emailed to me anyway. And I don't know, I'll probably announce winners on the next show. I mean, pretty much all the entries just sucked, and you guys suck. No, I'm kidding, the entries were fine. Except the guy that just sharpied on his pumpkin, fuck that guy. Oh yeah, Facebook mob. That's right, okay, hold on. Someone suggested one to me. I totally forgot about this. Ah, here's one that just came in today from a guy named Dulis. Oh, damn it. Dulis. He just says, the last Facebook mob reminded me of the first one I heard you do. Whenever I need a laugh, I like to Google the Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill. Oh, God. I'm very short of breath today. I can't laugh. Or that's going to happen. You guys remember Big Bamboo's Dockside Grill in Salina, Ohio, right? I don't think we're going to do that one again. But damn it, the duels, I thought you were suggesting one. Someone else suggested one. Let me just search my email box for Facebook mob. Oh, here we go. This is the one I'm thinking of. Christopher, he often submits numbers and stuff. He wants me to Facebook mob Coyote Ugly in Denver. And it's a saloon. And, wait, is there a reason? Let's see what Christopher says. Oh, his name is Ricky Bobby. Sorry, Ricky Bobby, for giving out your real name. He says, I hate those motherfuckers. All right. Ricky Bobby hangs out in bars that he hates. He's a genius. It looks like it is a... okay, here, let me post the link in the chat room, and then we can get started. There, that is the... If you're in the chat room, it's called Coyote Ugly Saloon, and it is in Denver. And please don't... Don't don't lower their stars. If leave crazy reviews and stuff if you want, but give them 5 stars at least. That's the least we can do when we're harassing Facebook pages. Give them 5 stars, please. But really, what you should do is just go through the posts and leave crazy comments. It looks like all of the posts show girls with boobs. Clothed girls with boobs, but yeah, they're really into the boobs, it looks like. So at some point through the show, I will go back and look at their page, and we'll see if anything crazy is written on there before it gets deleted by them. Because Facebook pages, they always take their Facebook pages way too seriously. Oh, yeah, a sponsor, Default Cecil. You're the sponsor today. Thanks, Default Cecil, for sponsoring the show, supporting the PLA, and all that stuff. He is our sponsor. Yes, I'm remembering everything today on the live show. I won't have to go back in and insert things. All right, now's the part of the show where I turn the microphone off and have a coughing fit. All right, that's better. Okay. Delete that email. Anyway, so today we're going to be doing... Did I mention the pumpkin contest? Yeah, next show I will take care of the pumpkin contest. Or I'll just do it in a post on phonelosers.org. Pumpkin contest is item 2. Item 1 is the calls of mass confusion that everyone should go and watch. So what I really wanted to do this week... I did the pre-Halloween calls. Wait, didn't I? I don't even remember what my last show was. I wanted to do some post-Halloween calls. Several people suggested this. Like Lee, she emailed me, soon after Halloween, call people and tell them that you're upset they did not give your child good candy. And then also Incognito, he suggested more or less the same thing, but he gave me a list of ideas, and he gave me a big list of phone numbers, I think, in his area, all on the same street. And he says, a neighborhood street in Louisville where people compete with each other by decorating their houses in Halloween decorations. Oh, so it's not the exact same idea. He wants me to make fun of their house. Well, then his ideas are like, you're Catholic. Why'd they put a condom in your kid's treat bag? Oh, wait, no, I'm Catholic. Your daughter was wearing a Frozen costume. She's upset that they called her Cinderella. That's a great one. You're offended by their decorations. Who was at the window of their house flashing their penis at all the kids? Your kid was scared to death of their house. Why are they winking at your kid? This sounds like that could be fun. I think I changed my caller ID already. Let me check just to make sure. Yeah, it looks like I did. So let's get started. It's probably a horrible time of the day. Currently it's noon. Or wait, no. In Kentucky, I guess it would be maybe 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. So people will be home. It's a perfect time of the day for this. Oh my god, you guys. I just looked at the Coyote Ugly Saloon page. And Ben Bast, he wrote Cactus. Oh, that was a good one. I'm going to like that one. Anyway, okay, no, I'm not going to read the Coyote Ugly page yet. I'm going to call Sandy, who lives on Avenue. Why am I saying the street name? I try to bleep that stuff out. Fucking Cognito. It's all on the same street, and I'm going to edit out what the street name is. Okay, here it goes. Calling Sandy on some anonymous street in some city. Not Louisville.
Hello?
Hi. Is Sandy there?
No, she's not.
Oh, okay. Well, why are you so grouchy for? I'm just asking.
What?
Why are you so grouchy about it? I just asked. You don't have to bite my head off.
Who is this?
This is Dave. I live down the street.
Yeah.
And I was just calling about, what you're doing last weekend, with the Halloween stuff.
Yeah.
Are you the guy, are you Sandy's husband?
What, look, Dave, what's the purpose of your call? I don't like you calling me grouchy. I'm answering the phone. You want to know if she's here? I'm saying no. You're asking me a bunch of questions. I don't know who you are or what this is about or anything.
Well, I'm getting ready to tell you.
Please tell me? Okay.
Dave, down the street. So are you the
Dave
one that was... Shh. Are you the one that was winking at my kid when you handed him candy? What?
Dave, you must be an ass.
Well, I'm not a weird pervert, at least, like you are.
I'm not any pervert. I couldn't have been winking at anybody because I had on a freaking mask.
Oh, they could see you winking through the mask, you pervert.
No, nobody could see my eyes through the mask. It was shaded. I wish I had caller ID, Dave, to know who you are because...
I already told you I am.
Yeah, your name is Dave from down the street. I don't know any freaking Dave from down the street.
Okay, Mr. Grouchy, settle down.
There's two. Look, you can call me all the names you want. Are you sure you have the right Sandy? There's another Sandy about a half a block from here. Maybe her old man was winking at your kid.
Well, you live at 201.
I don't wink at any kids, Dave.
You live at 201, right?
No, I don't live at 201, Dave.
So
my address is 499.
Wait, shut the fuck up.
Would you please tell me your last name, Dave, or are you afraid?
Oh, I'm not afraid of shit.
My number's somebody.
My number's on your caller ID. Just look.
I don't have caller ID, Dave. That's why I'm asking your name and phone number. I do not have caller ID. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who you were.
Do you wear the shaded mask so you can wink at kids and they won't know?
Oh, boy. That's a good one, Dave. You got the address wrong, you got me wrong, but you're still going after it, huh?
That's right. I know what
I look like, Dave?
I don't know. You had a mask on, but I know you can lie about what your address is all you want.
This is bullshit.
Oh, you're bullshit, Mr. Grouchy.
No, you're a fucking idiot, Dave.
No, I'm not.
You're a cock-sucking fucking idiot.
You take that back. Take it back.
Huh?
You take that
Kiss
back.
My fucking ass, Dave.
That's mean.
If that's your real name.
Oh,
you don't have balls enough to tell me who you are, where you live.
I told you I'm Dave.
Bullshit.
I live on
some bullshit. You're probably getting off. You're probably jacking your little Peter right now.
I'm imagining you winking at me while I do it. Just like you wink
no,
at the kids.
I don't think so, Dave. Not really, Dave.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Dave. What's your address? What's your name, big boy?
How do you know what I'm imagining while I do this? I live at 358.
Why you do what? I don't know, Dave. You're imagining things about me that never freaking happened.
Why don't you have caller ID? Are you too poor?
You are some kind of sick fucking pervert, Dave. That's what I believe.
At least I'm not winking at little kids.
Off on all this.
Not winking at the
what
kids when I get.
What difference does it make to you whether I have caller ID or not?
Well, I don't know.
None
I just think it's weird
business.
That you're so poor
it's
you
like
can't afford it.
This is a bullshit call, and you're a bullshit fucking person with no balls.
Uh-huh.
You're a sick bastard, Dave. Have a good day.
I love you. I cannot laugh. It hurts. All right, so... Incognito, you really fucked up on that one, didn't you? You idiot. You gave me the wrong address and the wrong name. Like you said, the last name is... Incognito can't do anything right. And then maybe he didn't. He gave me his address, and I think I see it down here, so I might end up talking to him again. I like how he kept calling it caller ID. That was great. Who doesn't have caller ID in 2015? I wish I would have called myself Roy, so he would have made some really awesome Roy clips for me. Okay, here's the part of the show where I mute the microphone so I can blow my nose and cough a bunch. Alright. Next on the list... Next on the list is Wayne and Heather. Incognito claims it's Wayne and Heather anyway. Probably isn't, because he does everything wrong. I should call him back and apologize for getting the wrong person.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave.
He actually called. Incognito called all these people, and he put a note next to each one. They answered at 10:11 p.m. They answered at 10:13 p.m. I should be calling all of these at nighttime, but whatever. We've got the stay-at-home dads like that last guy picking up for me. Now I'm finding doubles of the same phone numbers and people on this list. God damn it, Incognito. He's just trying to bring down my show. I see what you're doing. I'm glad all 100 of you could tune in to hear what a live show is like. It's just, ringing and answering machines, pretty much.
Hello.
Hey, hi, this is Dave from down the street. I live over on...
Okay.
I'm your neighbor. How you doing? How you doing? Ma'am? Hello?
We're making a prank call.
Okay. Did that guy in the background say something about a prank call? So, I didn't know what to call her because it says Gary and Todd on this one. I was just all confused because a female answered. So, I'm just going to skip that one. Whatever.
Hello?
Hi, Robert?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from down the street.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I was just wondering, on Halloween night, my kid came to your house, and you guys gave out penis-shaped candy. And that doesn't seem appropriate.
I don't know who this is.
This is Dave from down the street. I also live on Hillcrest. I'm on Hillcrest.
I don't live on Hillcrest.
Well, I know. I'm on a different street. But anyway, you put penis-shaped candy in my daughter's bag, and I didn't think that was very appropriate.
That would not be true, because I don't live on Hillcrest.
I never said you live on Hillcrest. I said I live on Hillcrest, you idiot.
Yeah, you have the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Well, is this Robert? That's one way to deal with it. Say you have the wrong number.
The number you have reached.
I think I'm going to move on to my next list soon. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do this entire list by incognito, probably. It's not too much longer. It's all just one street, mostly. But they're all apparently wrong numbers.
Hello.
Hello, Michael?
No, I'm sorry. This is Mr. Parker.
Oh. Well, you're the one that lives on Hillcrest, right?
No. I live off 6 Mile Lane in J-Town.
Well, you don't need to lie about it. It's okay. I'm not... I'm not that upset about what you've done.
Oh? I'm confused. Who is it you're trying to reach?
Well, you were handing out the candy on Halloween, right?
No. No, I don't.
Oh, come on. Everyone does. Unless you're...
Well, yeah, I handed candy out for three people. What's that got to do with you?
Well, because my daughter came to your door, and you only gave her one piece, and you gave the other kid two.
No, sir, that's not true. I gave, of the three kids, I gave them quite a bit, and it wasn't anywhere near Hillcrest.
No, I didn't say, I said I'm on Hillcrest. But,
oh, okay, well, why would you be calling me? I live in J-Town.
I know, I do too. Now, I'm just saying that maybe you should give all the kids the same amount of candy instead of... Shorting my kid one piece.
I don't know where you came up with this stuff, but I gave multiple pieces to each of three children.
Except mine.
That was all that visited me. And for heaven's sake, why would you call and even discuss this matter? It's ridiculous.
Because it's bullshit. Okay. Incognito. None of these numbers are in the right place. God damn it. Never taking numbers from you again.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Grist. I mean, Kathleen?
Who's calling?
It's Dave from down the street. I live on Hillcrest.
Oh, yes.
Yep. Hey, you know the candy... you were handing out candy to trick-or-treaters the last weekend, right?
No.
Yes, you were.
We were out of town.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, because you were out of town, and my kids are the ones that toilet-papered your trees.
Well... I didn't see what I just got back yesterday.
Oh, did you notice your trees? Did you come in at night and you didn't look at the trees yet?
No, I didn't.
Oh, well, someone was at your house giving away candy. Like someone answered your door. You live at 214, right?
Somebody was at my house?
Yeah, they were answering your door as some guy. He was answering your door, and I thought it was weird because, you know, I know he doesn't live there, but was that, like, maybe a relative of yours or something?
No.
Cause
nobody was here giving out candy.
Yeah.
Nobody was supposed to have been.
No, he opened your door, and he's like, oh, look at you kids, you look so cute, and he gave all the kids candy, but he gave everyone two pieces, but he gave my daughter just one, so I thought that was kind of rude.
Well, I can't get over that. Now, where do you live?
I'm down the street. I'm at 227.
227.
It was a very large... The guy that answered the door, he's very large and muscular. He's a black man.
Now, that's what... No, nobody was here. Well, and nobody should have been here.
Well, somebody opened your door.
Gave my kid candy. And but here's the problem. Like, I opened up the candy, and guess what was in it?
What?
Guess what was stuck inside of it?
I don't have a clue.
Caramel. My kid doesn't like caramel.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
It's Dave from down the street. I live at 227.
Now, you're pulling my leg.
No, that's the reason I'm calling, really, is because he just gave my kid one piece of candy and had caramel.
Well, nobody was here. 227, which house are you?
The blue one, just way down the street. You know Dave? Dave and Melissa?
No.
Yep, that's me. But no, I promise you, we came there and somebody answered your door.
No, they couldn't have. No one was here.
Well, somebody, I don't know. Somebody was there. Did you look around, or is anything missing?
No.
Huh, that's
weird.
Nothing
was messed up. Nothing was moved.
Why would someone just break in and just to hand out candy?
Well, they couldn't have. There wasn't anything broken into. I mean, my house was not broken into.
Maybe he has a key.
No. Mm-mm.
It must be a relative.
No.
Maybe the guy that answered the door was a ghost.
Well, it could have been.
Yeah, I think your house is haunted.
Well, it may be.
Your house is fucking haunted.
I don't know where you... I still can't figure out which house. Are you in the same block I'm in?
Yeah, just down the street.
Well, what blue house?
You know, the blue one. It's light blue.
Well, I don't know who you are, and I don't know how you got my name, but nobody was at my house.
Well, it's because we know you guys. Raymond and Kathleen, we know you know us. You wave to us all the time. Whenever I drive down the street, you always stare at us and give us snake eyes.
What is the purpose of the call?
Well, I was just trying to tell you that maybe next year you can tell whoever is handing out candy from your house that we don't like caramel. My son's allergic to it, and my daughter.
Okay.
So no caramel next year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tell that large, muscular black man that answered the door we don't like caramel.
All righty.
I would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
If my kid has caramel, they can both die.
All right. Okay, I'll make note of that.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathleen. Have a nice day. Yay, two people have answered that were... Well, no, only one of them was the correct address. Fucking incognito. Only 9 numbers left from incognito's list. That means probably one of them will answer, and one will be at the right address.
Hello, you've reached the Ritter House. Please leave a message.
It sounded like Jack Tripper. 4 to go. And then the show's over, everyone. Show's over. Fuck this shit. But at least that first guy was amazing. If you guys missed the first guy, then it sucks to be you. He was hilarious. He really got me. He put me in my place.
Sorry we missed your call. Leave your name and
number. And the last one from Incognito's list.
Hi, this is Teresa. We can't come to the phone right now, but leave us a message.
The wrong name. So that's the end of Incognito's list. Most of them were the wrong names. God damn it, Incognito. But I do appreciate the list and the ideas, and I'm going to save what's left of the list, the people that didn't answer, and I will try and call them one of these evenings. You know, more in the nighttime when they're more likely to be home and answer. So I will finish up the list. Thanks, Incognito. Thanks for the list. I would yell at you a bunch, but that first call made it all worth it. So thanks for that, at least. And I'm not done with the show, you guys. I'm not done. We're going to take a break right now. Oh, wait, no. First, before we take a break, we're going to look at the Coyote Ugly Facebook page. I'm going to post the link in the chat room right now. We're doing a Facebook mob on the Coyote Ugly Saloon in Denver on their Facebook page. So search for that on Facebook if you're not in the chat room. The first post says, "We've got 4 sexy coyotes ready to get wild tonight. Be sure to come down after the Broncos beat the Packers. Sunday fun day is going to get ugly." And there's a bunch of girls touching their boobs and stuff. And the comments say, "Cactus." Prank caller says, "Do they give happy endings?" Jim Royerson doesn't know how to post images correctly. I don't know. Ben says there was this one girl that wouldn't stop looking at me and it wasn't cute. Meyer is the cactus. Where's Roy? Really gross snake pictures. Mostly just a bunch of images on this one. Prank caller asks where the glory holes are at. Gad is popping up a window telling me to look at the reviews. I will. I'll get to it. Ben Blast wants to know if they sell your name to the Chinese government. Porker Parade. That one girl looks like a noob at this stuff. Anyway, yeah, reviews. Let's look at reviews. It doesn't appear anything's being deleted yet. Oh, visitor posts first. Hold on. Is that different than reviews? Ah, yeah. I see. Ron Blackman reviewed. Okay, let me look. Oh, wait, there's reviews. But then there's also visitor posts. Let's see what visitor post says first. Hazel says, after going to this place, I fell into the toilet and was transported 3 years into the future. Beckley says, where do I park my horse? And has a big picture of a horse. Ben says, I'm reporting this Facebook page to the corporate office and don't even think about selling my number and name to the Chinese government. I can't believe this. There's a picture of Carlito that says, smoke weed every day. These aren't making me LOL, goddammit, which is probably a good thing because I'll just go into a coughing fit because I'm sick. My friend Cross is stuck in the toilet. Help him now. We politely... It's from a guy named Thames or girl, I don't know. We politely... Oh, this is great. It's, we politely ask that you immediately remove your recent reviews and other comments about Bullfrog Brewery from Facebook. Sorry if I mispronounce brewery. Brewery. While it is obvious that you and the large group of friends are having your version of fun at our expense, the comments, you guys get it. He's reposting the thing that the Bullfrog Brewery posted to everyone on their page. And, okay, alright. Reviews. Where's the reviews? I lost them again. Review from Ron Blackman. This place had average food and drinks, but excellent glory hole facilities, and the manager only molested me once. The cactus cocktails were superb, though. I didn't need a go-cup, and so I don't need to throw my go-cup out the window. On the way home, I got butt-slammed by I'm sorry, I still forget how to pronounce that. And overall, I would come here for a wank and a fag anytime. God bless. 5 stars. Renee says, perfect name, they are ugly, and they look just like coyotes. The cactus cooler is yummy, asks for a go-cup, and Roy is the best glory hole attendant ever. Cactus, cactus. And Giad says, this place is ran by some asshole sleazy nightclub owner named Porky and his redneck sheriff brother. They beat the shit out of my friend Billy like 2 times when all we were trying to do is use fake IDs to get my friend Pee-wee laid. But it's all good. We broke up his bar real nice, and when Porky chased us back to our county, Billy's brother, who is a sheriff, smashed his headlight out and smacked up his car. But I'm afraid Porky will seek revenge one day. Oh, and Pee-wee did end up getting laid on a bus back at the school. Fuck you, Mrs. Ball Breaker. You know, I've never seen the movie called Porky's, but I'm just assuming that's the plot of Porky's, but I don't know for sure. David says, this place is just fantastic. Andy Anderson told me about this place, and I can't stop raving about it. Only issue we had was when Curtis Lee Jones got busted in an FBI sting for soliciting underage children to that guy, Jared, from Subway. He just kept yelling, are you ready to play the game? Whatever that means. You must try the Glory Hole Cactus Ale. It's phenomenal. Are we done yet? Okay, yes, we're done. Thank God. I need to go have a coughing fit now, so we're going to take a break. We're going to listen to music for about, I don't know, 5 minutes. Maybe 10. Yeah, so I can go, do things. And cough a lot. Alright, so I'll be back. We'll be back in just a few minutes and we'll do the second list. And hopefully it'll go better than the first list. Didn't skip a review. Whatever.
Hi, this is Neon. I'm wearing my PLA shirt today and there's a number on it that decided to call, and there's no operator available for me, so F this, I'm going to rip up my shirt.
No.
Like, alright, I hope this plays on the show. PLA every day. Bye.
Damn it, Neon. She's polarizing her shirt. Whatever, I don't care.
Hey, I came across this show about 2 months ago, and I've been listening at work, you know, pretty much all day, in addition to other things. But I've been able to get through...
Other things besides days? What?
The archive, and, thanks for the entertainment.
You're welcome.
Other than that, the one question I did have is, how did you come up with the voicemail? Because I know I went to school in Central PA, and that 814 area code. What I meant was voicemail number. That 814 area code is used in State College, PA.
Yep.
I'm just wondering how you came about getting that. Thanks. Bye.
I don't know. Usually every phone number I pick is 505, which is New Mexico. But for some reason, maybe there were no 505s available, or maybe I just wanted to do something different for a change. And I guess I just picked a random area, or just a random number that looked good. Or maybe it's because the last four digits is 5309, and maybe I could not find a 505 that started with 53, that ended with 5309. Yeah, maybe that's it. Really, I just don't remember. All I know is I created the 814 number right around the time Grouchy Old Man happened, and I may have created it for Grouchy Old Man, because originally the 814 voicemail said, hey, this is Chris Tompkinson from Google East, and this is the number that he was calling and yelling at me on, leaving those messages. Because at the time, I was still using the Skype number, the 505 number, as the PLA official voicemail number. But I guess I started using it as the PLA voicemail probably when Skype, took my number away from me, canceled my account. Damn them.
Oh, dear Brad, it's Corbin Guy. And
hey,
guess
Corbin
what?
Guy.
Yeah, I gotta move closer to you.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna move closer to you, whether you like it or not.
It's okay.
Because some of the best medical facilities are within your general area. Yeah.
Yay.
So we
got to
hang
times.
Out and have bacon cheeseburger sometime.
That's right.
Yeah. Maybe. Doubt it.
Doubt it? What?
Why do I want to hang out with you?
I'll hang out with you. We should go get a beer sometime. That's probably going to be really good for your medical problems. Let's drink a lot of beer together. Far away from my house.
Need to make another show. Please. Since you goddamn fucking long. Alright.
I know.
Cactus, Texas, Texas, cactus, cactus, cactus. Masturbation, cancer, 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 cancer.
It got all of those right except the very last cancer. It called it chance. So good job on that one. Yeah, we should meet up sometime, Corbin Guy, and sign each other's PLA books, and we'll have the second PLA con of the year where just one person shows up. But it'll just take place in a bar.
Hi, Brad. Could you do some more apartment calls? Because your apartment calls are really good. I love the call where you say that you installed a urinal in your apartment. And
do they have urinals in Australia? I don't even know.
Those calls were quite good. I remember you done one and the lady got angry. She says, you don't need a urinal in your apartment or something like that. It was quite a funny one.
That was the funny one where I made fun of her son for dying of cancer. I remember that one.
You need to do more of them. Goodbye.
Bye. I'll get right on that.
Hey, Roy.
Hi.
I wanted to share a fun story with you. This all happened earlier this year.
I'm going to cough during your entire story, okay? I'm going to cough and blow my nose and sneeze a bunch.
Jake Lloyd, the kid who played Anakin Skywalker on the first Star Wars series.
All right, I'll stop.
He lived nearby, and he was starting up a pro gaming sponsorship thing. Myself and some friends got hired on to do some web design and some marketing work.
Good water.
This went okay for a few months, and then all of a sudden, day, he shows up at the apartment at 3:00 in the morning and asks to spend the night. Okay, we let him in. And in the morning, we wake up and he's gone and all his shit is still there. We never heard from him again. Maybe a month later, it shows up on TMZ that he was driving across the country, with a car that he stole from his mom.
Holy crap.
And it turns out that the night he came over to our apartment at 3 a.m., he had actually just been over at his mom's house and had just finished stabbing her. And so basically he was hiding out at our place.
You almost got stabbed.
So yeah, that's the story of how Anakin Skywalker, Darth Vader owes me money.
Almost stabbed you.
So yeah, cactus, cactus.
That was the best story ever. Isn't he the one that played young Forrest Gump in the Forrest Gump movie? I always get him confused with the other guy that looks kind of similar. I don't know. I'm too lazy to go look on IMDb.
Hey, Roy, it's Vinny again. And I have some pretty amazing fucking stuff to tell you.
Oh,
so the other day I was in a pizza place by me, and they have, like, delivery and stuff, and it's like a dining room. So in the dining room they have a TV, and they have Time Warner, that service that I don't know how it got through, or they must have just added, or maybe they changed plans or something. But I know Time Warner does services where if someone's giving you an incoming call, that you can actually get the caller ID display up on the TV. Well, this pizza place is dumb enough to actually put that onto the TV in the dining room.
Ooh.
So whenever someone calls in to order pizza, anyone in the dining room can just look at the TV and get their name and number
oh, wow.
and their names associated with the account.
That's amazing.
So say, like, Brad Carter calling with their number, and you hear them pick up the phone. They pick up the phone, the number goes away, saying that they picked up the phone. So I'm trying to find out ways to, I don't know, maybe get you in on this. But
yeah, just hang out there all day and make a giant list and send me the list of numbers of everyone.
Time sensitive.
That would be awesome.
I have to kind of be sitting there for you to actually call them. And I don't know, I think it's pretty funny telling them like their order's fucked up because they're a stupid motherfucker or something like that. And we're not going to give them their pizza because they just sound stupid on the phone. Anyway, thanks. Peace.
Yeah, you should do that yourself. I mean, at the very least, do it yourself if you don't want to send it to me, because that just seems like an amazing opportunity that you need to take advantage of ASAP before they fix it. I wish I knew of a pizza place that did that.
Hey, Roy. Tyler here. I'm just curious on a quick question, but just curious on what RBCP means or what it stands for. All right, thank you. Bye.
Retarded boy chicken powder. That's what it means. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
You used to call me on my payphone.
You know, someone suggested I make that parody song on the Facebook group, but I already had the idea to make that song long before, well, a week before they said that. So if I ever do, and I get someone on Fiverr to perform it or something like that, just don't yell at me if I don't give you credit. That's been my favorite song for weeks now. Still not sick of it.
Hi, Roy. My name's Brian.
Hey, Brian.
I've been listening to your show. Been driving back from Atlanta to Kentucky.
Ooh, you're in the same area code as all those people I called from Incognito's list. You and Incognito should get together. Hang out.
For all the nice
like me and Corbin are going
to
do.
And I want to thank you for all the nice new shows you put out so I could listen to on the trip home.
Except for this past week, because I've been sick.
And hopefully this ends up on the show, because I might have someone you would like to prank call who can give you the attitude that you like. Get frustrated.
Yay.
But if you say no, I'll listen on the show whether or not you want it, then I can email you or something.
You don't have to get my permission to send submissions in.
His number.
Damn it.
But I enjoy the show, so thanks a lot. Keep making those shows. Cactus, cactus.
Yes, sir. I'm glad you're enjoying the shows on your road trip or whatever you're doing.
Dark eyes and careless hair, you were fashionably sensitive.
Okay, this list was submitted to me by Aussie Jack. Aussie Jack. I suck at pronouncing things, sorry. And it's a giant list of homeowners. Hold on, coughing fit. Sorry, okay. It's a giant list of homeowners in Indiana. It's a community of condos. They have a website. But I'm not going to do homeowners at first. At first, I just want to do more Halloween stuff. So, we're going to do Halloween. More of the same Halloween stuff. And hopefully people answer. Hopefully the list is current. I think he said it's current in the email. Maybe.
Hello?
Hello, Wilma?
Yes?
Hey, it's Dave. I live here in the neighborhood. We came to your house on Halloween for trick-or-treating.
You what?
We came to your house on Halloween night and did the trick-or-treating, you remember?
No, you weren't here.
Oh, yes, I was. Someone answered your door and they handed out candy. You live at 3910, right?
But it was not me, and I did not hand out any candy.
They said their name was Wilma. Like, do you think
so? Well, I can't help it if they did.
But it was at your house.
I was not even home.
Oh, somebody was in your house, and they were handing out candy to all the trick-or-treaters.
Well, I don't think so.
Where were you?
Well, that's beside the point.
Where'd you go? What'd you do? What, you can't...
Who is this?
You can't think up a lie quick enough?
Who is this?
This is Dave from around the corner.
Well, I don't know any Dave from around the corner. Sorry.
Well, I didn't claim... I didn't... She hung up. Okay, fine. At least it's a correct number, though. And a correct address. Thank God Aussie Jack isn't incognitoing all my number lists here this time. Always trying to bring my show down. This is a homeowner's area, so maybe they don't allow trick-or-treating. This isn't going well so far, you guys. I'm sorry. I blame Aussie Jack for this one.
Hello.
Hi, Jennings?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from down the street. Or, I mean, around the corner. I live over on Grass Tree.
Yeah.
And you were handing out candy on Halloween for the trick-or-treaters, you know?
Yes, uh-huh.
And my daughter, she's only 5 years old. She was wearing a Frozen costume. You know?
Frozen costume.
Yeah, you know Frozen, the movie Frozen?
Yeah.
And you guys, you called her Cinderella. And she's not Cinderella. She's Elsa.
Oh, Elsa.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's Frozen. Or is it Ella? I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, she's been crying all week because of that, because you called her Cinderella.
In fact, well, yeah. I'm so sorry about that.
You should be. Making a little kid cry for a week straight.
Well, I did it on purpose, I can assure you that.
You should learn your Disney characters, goddammit.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you think it's funny to make a little kid cry. I see how you are.
No, I'm not. I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, yes, you are.
You got anything else for me?
Also, the candy you gave her. It was a Lifesavers candy. Why are you guys handing out Lifesavers?
You got somebody else. I didn't give her any Lifesavers.
Oh, someone there gave my kid Lifesavers. You live at 3922, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you gave her Lifesavers. And guess what?
Well, I don't know where they come from, because I sure didn't buy any.
Oh, we know we got them from you, because she was pissed about that, too. But anyway, she ate one of the Lifesavers, and it didn't work, and she died. My kid's dead now, thanks to you.
Your what?
My kid is dead, because she tried one of the Lifesavers, and it didn't work. She's dead. She died.
Oh. You're being funny now, huh?
No, I'm not being funny. It's bullshit, and I'm probably going to be suing you.
Well, go to it.
I will. You just watch. She also cracked her tooth, because it's hard candy. Who gives out hard candy on Halloween? Ugh. No. Oh. All right, I think that guy, he wasn't buying any of that, I don't think. That was the end's idea about the Lifesavers, and Hubba Cubs about the hard candy, and Incognito's about the Cinderella Elsa. Is it Elsa? Is that her name in Frozen? I can't remember. Is Elsa the older one or the younger one? I forget. Somebody tell me. Quick, I need to know. Elsa's the good queen, claims Dust Bernadette. But he's a known liar. Oh, Steven has the correct answer. Nobody cares. Thanks, Steven. That's the best answer so far. I watch Frozen.
Hello?
Hi, Wanda?
Yes?
Hey, it's Dave I live in the neighborhood. I had my kids over at your house. We were, you know, came for the candy for Halloween.
I think you was at my house, because I didn't have my light on.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. You didn't have your light on, so we threw the egg at your house.
I didn't have my light on.
Yeah, so we threw an egg at your house.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't know you were here.
That'll teach you.
I know.
Next year, make sure you answer your door on Halloween night and you won't get egged.
Okay. Alrighty.
All right. Well, it was nice talking to you.
Okay. All right. Nice talking with you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, you know what would be a great Halloween prank? So people that don't have their porch lights on, you should rig up you know, an LED light, and you know, just put batteries inside the bulb or something, and you know, just put a LED light in their porch light, battery operated, so that everyone's lights are on. Everyone will get egged and toilet papered. It'll be awesome. That's my great idea for Halloween. Everyone should do that. Because that won't be a pain in the ass to set up, to rig up an LED bulb. I think I'm going to quit doing the Halloween thing, because it doesn't seem like a lot of people in this neighborhood bother with it. It's probably against homeowners' stuff.
Hello.
Hi, Barbara?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Dave. I live down the street. I'm also on Grass Creek Tree.
Your name is Steve?
No, I said Dave.
Oh, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I know. You live at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yep, that's me. And we were at your house. Uh-huh. We were at your house for Halloween, you know, for the trick-or-treating.
Oh, well, I didn't hear anybody.
Oh, I know. That's, God damn it. Nobody trick-or-treats. Does anyone trick-or-treat in this neighborhood?
No, not usually.
Is it just a bunch of old people who live here, I guess? I don't get out much.
Do you live in the house that Mary D?
That's me.
Is that who you? Yeah, I guess you could call us a bunch of old people.
Yeah, well, I'm old too. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to insult you or anything.
Okay.
We're all pretty old.
Okay. Well, I think that the rest of us are a little older than you. I don't know. What's your point?
Well, I just think maybe I was offended by your Halloween decorations.
You were offended by them?
Yes, I think maybe you shouldn't put those up because they're not very Christian-like. Are you a bunch of Satan worshippers at that house?
What was Satanist about my Halloween decorations?
You had the scary things up. Like,
I didn't have anything scary out there. I have a basket full of pumpkins and gourds.
Scary
and
pumpkins
some Indian
and gourds.
Corn.
Oh.
Pardon?
Corn, that's like a pagan thing, isn't it?
I happen to be a Christian. Is there something you don't like about Christians?
No, I'm fine with Christians, but if you're a Christian, why are you putting out pagan corn?
It's my right to put out whatever I want to.
Yeah, but why pagan corn? Are you a pagan Christian?
No, I'm not a pagan.
And those pumpkins were racist.
I would appreciate it if you would not harass me.
Oh, I'm not harassing. I'm just.
I feel like I'm being harassed.
No. This is just one single phone call, and I'm exercising my freedom of speech to tell you that you're a Satanist.
This is the problem today.
What?
I have a right. If I wanted to be an atheist, I can be an atheist. This is a free country.
Well, if you're an atheist, why are you putting out pagan corn?
Are you my neighbor?
Yeah, it's Dave.
Please don't ever call me again. Thank you.
Well, what was with the lady opening the door wearing the mask? Okay, she's gone. pagan corn. Yeah, we didn't get to hear what the problem was today. This is the problem today. What was she talking about? Yeah, so she says that nobody does the Halloween thing in this neighborhood, so I guess I should quit trying to do that. I can't tell anyone that they made my kid die. So I have two options here. Well, I mean two that I've written down. One, I have the phone number to the Homeowners Association, so I could be from the Homeowners Association. Or I could be from the city. I have the city's phone number. What do you guys think I should do? Should I be from the Homeowners Association or should I be from the city? Which one? Quick, someone tell me. True Green. Okay, I'll be from True Green. City, Homo Association. All right, two votes for HOA, three votes. Okay, HOA. I'm going to be HOA.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Russell?
No, sorry.
Oh.
Got Jason.
Oh, is Christine there?
What number did you dial? What number did you dial?
The one that rings your phone.
Obviously that.
Do you live on Grass Tree
what
Court?
What number were you intending on dialing?
Well, do you live on Grass Tree Court, motherfucker?
Hey, dumbass, you called me. I was trying to help you.
Well, don't get smart with me.
Fuck you, dude.
Jerky.
You called me.
Well,
whatever, ass. I'm trying to help you.
Do you live on Grass Tree Court?
Anyway,
Tell me.
Who are you looking for? I'll tell you what number you misdialed if you fucking tell me what number you dialed.
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit. I don't have to tell you shit. Why don't you just hang...
No, then hang the fuck up.
No, you hang up the phone.
Try to call somebody else.
Hang up the phone. You hang it up.
Why?
Because I said so. Hang up the phone.
Maybe, maybe not, dude.
Well, you better hang it up.
Hang out with me for a while.
What? Speak up. Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Aussie Jack. That one was no good. It was kind of amusing, though, so I guess he gets a free pass on that one.
Hello?
Hi, Robert.
Yeah?
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And I just wanted to let you know, we noticed you put up Halloween decorations this year, and that's not allowed. Can't do that.
We didn't put anything up.
Oh, yes, you did. We saw it. We took pictures and everything.
Oh, did you?
You're at 3712, right?
3712 South Court.
Okay, yeah, the one with the Halloween decorations.
There is no Halloween decorations.
Well, there was.
There wasn't. We don't, huh?
You thought you could fool us just by having them up on Halloween only.
I didn't think you could do a damn thing, but we didn't put nothing up. Goodbye.
You didn't put nothing. That means you put something. Man. Call him back. It's busy now. He's star 3-2 in me.
Hello?
Hey, motherfucker. You don't hang up on the Homeowners Association.
Oh, go to hell.
Go to hell? All right. That should be in the intro. Go to hell.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hello, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that you can't do Halloween decorations. That's against the rules. Hello? John? He hung up. That's weird.
Hello?
Hey, I don't know why you're hanging up on me. I'm just trying to tell you that Halloween decorations are against the rules.
I didn't hang up on you. We got cut off.
Oh, no. You hung up on me. I could tell. I could hear you rustling around with the phone, and then it hung up.
Well, I'm here now. What's the problem?
Maybe you kicked the cord out of the wall or something. Anyway, yeah, you need to stop doing Halloween decorations. It's against the rules. No, it's not funny. You can't do that. We're in a drought. You can't do Halloween decorations when we're in a drought.
Who the hell are you?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Dave who?
No, I'm Dave McDaverson.
And where do you live?
Oh, I don't have to tell you where I live. Why do you want to know where I live?
Well, I think this is a hoax.
What kind of hoax would this be?
I have no decorations out there.
Oh, you did before. You had them on Halloween only, but we still noticed. We drove around, we took pictures of everyone that had decorations up.
You gotta be kidding.
Of course not, no. And you're not allowed to do Christmas either. It's just because Huh?
What are you talking about? This is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's basic rules, and we usually let you do...
What is your last name? Well, I want your last name.
I already told you it's McDaverson, but you're not allowed to do Christmas decorations either, because we're in a drought. Okay?
I should have hung up on you in the first place.
Like, you already did. You hung up on me earlier. Pretending he didn't hang up. Whatever. That was Steven Yuka's idea, the drought thing. I have no idea what that means. I want somebody to yell at me about that, though. I think I'm going to keep doing that. I bet you had pagan corn up.
Hello.
Hi, Charles?
No, just a minute, please.
Okay. She's a smoker.
Hello.
Hi, Charles?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Huh?
And I just needed to let you know that you can't put Halloween decorations up like you did this year.
You can't put Halloween decorations up.
No, it's against the rules. You need to read the rules.
What did we put up?
Oh, you had like pumpkins and pagan corn and all kinds of stuff.
You're You're not serious, are you?
Oh, I'm completely serious. We took pictures and everything.
All I had was a little pumpkin sitting on the porch.
That's a Halloween decoration.
Well, you said pumpkins and shucks and everything, but that's the only thing that was sitting out
there. I never said shucks. You're a liar.
You said something else but on there, nope. But whatever it was. But
anyway, a little pumpkin is the same as a big pumpkin. You can't put decorations up. We're in a drought, you know.
But all we had was a little pumpkin, and we didn't have no decorations up. You said something yellow, shucks and stuff, you said, but we didn't have
that.
No shucks.
Anyway, like, that's a decoration, you idiot. It's a pumpkin. That's a Halloween decoration. You can't do that.
Hold on. Let me talk to my wife, okay?
Okay, you tell her how it is.
Whoever this is, I bet you I'll shut him up. Hello, now what is it you want?
I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. This is Dave.
I don't care who you're calling from.
What'd you ask for?
We had one small little bitty, two, and I've got it out here in the garage to prove it to you.
Ma'am, you need to shut...
Now, you better get a hold of who's ever over this, because you tell them I'm going to get you, right?
You need to calm the fuck down, ma'am.
I don't care. That seems to be the only thing you understand.
Well,
I've got your number right here that come up on my TV.
Good.
So you're going to be reported just as soon as you hang up.
You can't
so
report.
Go ahead and talk.
You can't report the Homeowners Association, you idiot.
I don't know who you are, and I don't know what your plan is.
This is just.
But they've told me before to be sure I get in touch with them, so I will.
Well, this is just a friendly reminder that you can't put Halloween decorations
up. All right, go right ahead. Be real friendly.
No,
what is it you want?
Hey, shut the fuck up. No, we're not going to fine you this time, but I'm just telling you, just letting you know for next year, don't put Halloween decorations up unless the drought is over.
What in the world are you talking about?
Halloween decorations. You can't put little pumpkins on your porch. That's a Halloween decoration.
And they're all up the road here. There's pumpkins and pumpkins and pumpkins and decorations everywhere. And we have a little tiny pumpkin
shut
that
up.
We had on there just a few days before.
Yep, so you admit it.
And
you had decorations
up. And
you're
calling me to complain about it.
Yeah, we're giving everyone fines. But we're not going to give you a fine because we like you guys.
I know you won't. Now, what is your name?
Oh, don't test me. I'll give you a fine if I want to.
Charles, get a hold of her real fast.
Get a hold of who?
Uh-huh. I'll take care of this.
Oh, you better. Because next time we're not going to give you a friendly phone call like this. We're going to give you a fine. $500 fine. See how you like that.
I'll like it. Because no more than I put out, I want you to show me in writing where it says I can't put out a little tiny pumpkin on my porch.
You better not put one out next year. Because if you do, you're in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I am watching something on TV, and I want to take care of something real fast.
What are you watching?
So,
what you watching?
I've got your telephone number.
Good.
Do you want to give me your name of your associate with the homeowners? Would you like to give me your name?
I already told you it's Dave from.
It's what?
Dave from.
Dave, D-A-V-E?
Yep.
Get that down. Okay. And Dave, do you live around here close to me?
I don't have to tell you.
Well, I want to be sure that I get this straight. I don't want to make any mistakes.
Oh, you've made a mistake.
Do you live around here close to me?
You put that pumpkin on your porch. That's a mistake.
I've got it out here in the garage, and I know who's over the association, and I want to take this to them, and I want to show that I know who it is. It's that silly Royce that called us one other time.
Royce? Who's
and,
Royce?
I don't know if you know this or not, but they're watching you.
Who's watching me?
Not the homeowners, but somebody higher than that.
Nobody's higher than the Homeowners Association, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Who called you before? Someone named Roy?
No, this was already taken care of.
Okay, what are you bringing it up for then?
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I will get it taken care of and get your telephone number and see if it's the same number that we had the last time.
You better take care of it. You better get that pumpkin and throw it in the trash.
You must not have anything to do.
What? No, this is my job. I'm doing my job. I'm taking care of you know, just hobos like you.
Oh, are you? I'll tell you what you could do for me.
What?
Get out here and get my leaves raked.
Oh, no, that's your job, ma'am. I'm not raking your leaves. You need to rake your own damn leaves.
Oh, I want you to rake my leaves. Aren't you the homeowner?
I'm not raking shit. No, I'm the homeowners association. Don't you know how this works?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I live over on another street. Where do you think I live?
Oh, ma'am. Let's see.
That was another question I had. What is it you think that I live?
You don't know where you live?
No, I don't. Where do I live?
You live on Heather Drive.
No, I don't. I don't live on Heather.
Man, you guys, I am having a horrible coughing fit. I had to hang up on her. She's getting bored anyway. We're taking a break.
You stood in my doorway with nothing to say. Besides some comment on the weather.
Well, then. Okay, here's the deal. I'm eating a cough drop now. Hold on. So, here's what we're going to do. It's time for me to go, because I have to give somebody a ride somewhere. So, I'm just going to keep the stream open, and it's okay, because I'm going to play really good music that you guys all like. So everything's fine. I think at the most, I should be gone like maybe 15 minutes. So, 15 minutes. If you guys can wait around, I will be back. And I don't know, I'll do another half hour or something. Hopefully nobody else wants to stream. If someone else wants to stream, just kick me off of it. It's fine. Holy shit. Okay. But yeah, I'll be back. We'll do some more of these. All right, bye. And you're
station in the nation. You're listening to Prank Call Nation.
Don't break my heart.
That song's been stuck in my head all week. I actually heard a girl do that song at karaoke over the weekend, over Halloween weekend, right before we went to the corn maze and the pouring down rain. And for some reason, that Jewel song's been stuck in my head all week. I haven't heard it in 20 years, I swear. It's not my fault. Anyway, I'm back. I went outdoors for a while. I replenished my supply of cough drops, which I just noticed expired in 2010. So that's probably why the paper sticks to them whenever I open them. They're probably poison at this point. I'm really sorry, you guys, that I lost it on that last one. I couldn't talk. I can't remember how bad I sounded, but I know people in the chat room were saying I sound like I was dying. I actually feel better today than I felt all week, though. I mean, I don't feel shitty. I just have a problem talking. So that sucks. Anyway, I'm going to do like another half hour, maybe.
It's the number that is no longer in service.
Aussie Jack.
Hello?
Hi, Marilyn?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Fine.
That's good. I just needed to let you know that you're not supposed to have Halloween decorations out in your house like you do. So you have to take those down right now. Whoa, Jesus. What the hell was that? She had one of those big rotary dial phones. That wasn't a little phone slamming down. That was a heavy phone that you can kill someone with. So, you guys, like, you know, I'm only doing another half hour. Should I do something besides this whole Halloween thing? I mean, Halloween's been like a week now. It looks like I lost about 20 listeners when I took off earlier. I guess they just couldn't handle the nonstop Jewel. Teehee.
Hello?
Hi, Dina?
I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Oh, god damn it, shit, fuck. Aussie Jack. Ozzy Jack and Incognito. They're conspiring to make my show sucky by giving me wrong numbers. If you guys don't like my show, just don't listen. You don't have to send me crappy numbers. God.
The number you have reached has been...
See? Another one. Ozzy Jack strikes again.
Hello?
Hi, Michelle?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. We just needed to let you know that you're supposed to have all your leaves down already.
All my leaves down?
Yeah, off of the trees, and we still have a bunch up there.
Yeah. And?
It's not a laughing matter, ma'am. You really need to get those down.
What can I help you with?
Well, do you want a $50 fine?
No, how can I get leaves down, sir?
Use a broom or something. You know, just knock on the tree, like knock on the branches.
Right, yeah.
Get them down.
What can I help you with?
I've already told you. Get those leaves out of your trees. Fall is practically over, and you still have leaves in your trees. It's ridiculous.
Hello?
Hi, Carolyn?
Yes.
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to have to fine you $50 because your trash bags aren't recyclable.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay.
And, yep.
Are you... What was that? I think is what happened, because remember earlier I talked to that lady and she said someone named Roy called, or I think she said Royce. I think Ozzy Jack went through these numbers already. Probably because I took too long to call them all to start the list. So it's all my fault, basically, but I blame him. They're all on to me. Sorry, Uncle Runkle.
Hello?
Hi, Karen?
Yes.
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, hello.
Hello. I just needed to let you know we're going to have to fine you $50 because your trash bags aren't recyclable.
What?
Your trash bag, it has to be at least 70% recyclable, and yours isn't. Yours is only 54%.
Okay, am I getting another prank?
Another? What, have you gotten pranks recently?
Yeah, about a couple months ago. I noticed this was Pam's number, so I thought maybe she's just trying to tease me.
Oh, no, Pam wouldn't do that. No, I'm working in her office today. I just needed to let you know about your trash bags.
Where do you get recyclable trash? The only trash bags I use are just the regular generic kind
Yeah, that's not good enough. You can't do generics. You got to get Glad. Don't get mad, get Glad. You know, like the commercials from 30 years ago.
Now, see, after my other call, I'm not very...
What did they
not taking this very serious.
What did they
I
say
guess.
In the other call?
Oh, I had someone that said they were from the association and that since there is a disabled person on doing the mail, that they were requiring everybody to do a ramp.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I didn't believe that.
We wouldn't do anything like that.
I didn't believe that. So.
No.
And then he got a little vulgar toward the end when I saw I was acting like he was nuts. I figured it was somebody, evidently, at first I thought it was somebody that I knew, so I kept going, just kind of listening, you know, and I thought, he's going to say, oh, I'm just kidding you, but he never did, but then he got kind of mad when I wasn't, I think he was trying to scam people and
oh,
maybe
yeah,
get him
probably,
to send
it sounds
money.
Like it, yeah, probably trying to get him to send money, like they always do,
mm-hmm.
Those big scammers.
Yep.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, anyway, you need to go to the store and buy some better bags.
Now you're being really serious.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not trying to trick you out of money like that last guy. I'm just trying to get you to buy non-generic bags.
I can get fined. I'm going to get fined,
yes.
For $50?
Oh, yeah, we will. So it's worth it in the end to just buy the better trash bags.
You mean you will?
Oh,
I was
going to
say, you surely won't fine people without giving them notice.
Oh, of course not. That's what I'm doing. I'm giving you notice.
And it's Glad bags, huh?
Well, yeah, well, you know, any major brand is more than 70% recyclable.
never even saw that on any of my bags.
Okay, ma'am, this is ridiculous. Ma'am, you need to stop flirting with me, okay? This is supposed to be a professional call.
I'll try not to.
All right, thank you.
I'm not flirting.
Well, see,
I just can't believe I'm getting all these wacky calls.
Yeah, so many.
Okay, all I put in my...
All two of them, right?
Bag. Yes, all two. The kind I have is just the little wastebasket bag.
No,
I don't even always use those.
It's not good enough.
So I don't even use the big, hefty trash bags. But I don't even see on here where it says any place.
Anyway,
I have glad bags.
I can't sit here and just chat with you all day. I have better things to do.
Well, who are you? Dave who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
Well, I got that last time. They were from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, well, this one's for real. I'm for real. I'm not the fake one. This is the real one.
Where is Pam's office?
Oh, I don't have to tell you, ma'am.
Well, I know where Pam lives.
Oh sure.
Pam
okay, where does she live then? Tell me.
Just around the corner from me. She lives on the corner lot.
Okay, you passed the test then. I believe you now.
Okay. Huh?
Okay, well, anyway, take care of that trash bag thing. God damn it.
Is Pam there?
No, she's busy.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, all right. I'll see what I can do.
All right.
I'll just throw my plain old raw garbage in there, and I won't even use a bag.
Oh, don't be a smartass, ma'am.
That?
No, that's a $100 fine.
Yeah, well... I guess so.
Okay.
So, all right.
All right. Bye.
And especially since you don't identify
your last name,
I don't believe any of this. I don't believe it anyway.
You said my last name. My last name is Hu. H-U. It's Japanese.
Gosh, okay. All right.
Okay, are you done flirting now? I have to go.
If you call this flirting, you've evidently not had anyone flirt with you.
Well, except for you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I'm really flirty.
Yep, cut it out.
You have to watch us, Grandma. We're
yep.
pretty flirty.
Yep, that's true. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Aussie Jack, why did you send me a list of numbers if you're going to call them? Damn it. So now what do? I guess, I don't know, it's been close to a half hour, right? I could just quit. Just quit for the day. Thanks, Aussie Jack. I'm going to delete his list. Oh, crap. I deleted the wrong... Oh, wait, no. Never mind. Everything's fine. I guess, you know, it's now 5:30 in that last neighborhood, and I know a lot of them didn't answer, but I only have, like, maybe 10 numbers here, so let's call all of the numbers in that Halloween neighborhood and just finish those up, because it's been over 2 hours now. Maybe they're home by now. Or maybe they'll just all not answer again.
Hello, we are not available now. Please.
So back to Incognito's list. Or I could just pick a neighborhood at random and call them.
Hello?
Hi, Christina.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Dave. I'm over on Hillcrest Avenue.
I don't know you.
Well, I know, I didn't say you did. But we were at your house on Halloween. My kid came up and got candy from you guys.
No.
Yuh-huh.
No.
Yuh-huh. Yuh-huh. Ma'am?
Yes?
Yuh-huh.
So what do you want?
Okay, well, you guys were handing out candy, right?
No.
Yes, you were. You don't have to lie about it. You're not in that much trouble.
I'm not in any trouble.
But, you know, you gave us hard candy. Like, what the hell? Are you old or something? You know, most people, they hand out chocolate. Like Snickers bars and stuff.
Okay, tell me what you want. You got about 2 seconds.
One. Two. Three,
who do you think you are?
Four. I just wanted to tell you, like, you know, the candy that you hand out is garbage. You need to learn how to buy real candy. It's not that much more expensive, really.
I didn't hand out candy. You know, I wasn't home.
Buy some stuff with chocolate in it. Where were you on Halloween night?
That's none of your business.
Then why'd you tell me? Like, why are you telling me stuff about yourself if you don't want to elaborate? What? Really, why tell me you're not home if you're not going to just... okay, anyway, let me go back. I think I'm just going to have to quit and be better prepared next time and not accept lists from Aussie Jack. Because he always sends me lists that he's already called the numbers on. He always does that. Every time. Can't count on Aussie Jack. Yeah, so nobody's answering on this list. My own list, I mean. Alright, no, I'm going to finish doing this list from Incognito. You know, maybe one more will answer, and then I'm officially done with the show. I really want just, like, one more funny thing to happen. But they're all just like, oh no, you pranked me last week, or a month ago. About the wheelchair ramps. We're on to you. Everyone knows who you are. Whatever, Carlito. It's not true.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Carlito just likes my dark eyes and careless hair.
We're sorry. You have reached the number.
What? Wait, what? I have a note on that one. It says I got a generic answering machine before, and now it's disconnected? Like an hour later?
We're sorry.
That's weird. Okay. Three to go, and we're all done. Yeah, what the hell, Carlito? Where's your daytime shows? Me and you need to do a daytime show together, damn it.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Kane?
Pardon?
This is Dave from down the street. I live over on Hillcrest.
Yeah?
And you were handing out candy on Halloween?
Yeah.
Remember? And my kid came up. It's my daughter. She was wearing a Frozen costume.
And your point is?
Well, you called her Cinderella, and she's not Cinderella. She's from...
Oh, what's the big deal?
She's from Frozen. The big deal, she's been crying about it all week. She's like that mean old lady. She called me Cinderella.
Well, I'm sorry, but you have the wrong number because we did not hand out candy.
Oh, no, it was definitely you. Don't try and deny it.
Oh, no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
How come you're telling me that now instead of earlier in the call? It's because you know that, you know, you're busted.
No, I don't. I did not hand out candy.
Oh, yes, you did.
You have the wrong...
We came to
you. Why don't you come over here and we'll talk about it if you're so concerned about it?
Well, you should just apologize to my daughter. I'm going to put my daughter on the phone
well,
and you
bring
say.
Her on over.
No, I'll put her
bring
on the
her
phone.
On over.
You can say you're sorry.
No.
Yes.
Right here. No.
Hey,
you come
hey,
to the house.
Tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up.
Why don't you shut the fuck up?
Well, tell him to shut the fuck up. Listen to him. He's just going on and on. Men are talking.
Hello,
sir.
Hey, listen. We didn't pass out any candy. If you're the same cat that called here the night, Halloween night at 2 o'clock, wanting to know why their kid didn't get candy, and now you're calling wanting to do this, you need to come on over here and handle this like men.
I didn't call
I'm
you
40,
before.
You're older than 20. Let's talk to each other face to face. Come to my house. I will do you the justice of stepping off of my property into the street. And let's talk about this stupid Halloween shit that we do not participate in.
Well, maybe
call my house again.
I will. Just watch me. Whoa, stop. Hey, don't. Yes, I got told. So what the hell, Incognito? Oh, hello, sir? Sir, are you still there? Okay, he hung up. But yeah, what the hell, Incognito? It's you called the numbers too? You guys are like giving me used lists. Incognito and Aussie Jack sabotaging my show. Always sabotaging my show. No, I understand. I didn't get to him quickly enough. Well, wait, no, not with Incognito. He just sent this list like last week. Aussie Jack was over a month ago, so I guess I understand his giving me sloppy seconds. That's right, Simplex. Anyway, the show's over. I'm done. That was the very end of the list. Of Incognito's list, anyway. And I guess there was a couple okay things in there. I think I've been doing this for about 3 hours now. Or wait, no, like 2.5 hours. And so I'm going to put the I'm going to put this up on the Mixlr, on the archive. Mixlr.com/prankcallnation/showreel. And if you weren't here in the beginning of the show, you should at least listen to the first 15 minutes of today's show once it goes up. because that lady, was it a lady or was it a guy? I don't know. I really got yelled at, though, and it was amazing. So the whole day, it's worth it just because of that one call. So I'm signing off. Goodbye, everyone. Don't forget to check out Calls of Mass Confusion. I don't know what link to give you, but if you just go to phonelosers.org and look at the first couple of posts, there's one titled Calls of Mass Confusion, and the video is embedded. You can watch it there. It's a full 30 minutes of me doing prank phone calls while Jayad, uses hidden cameras to record it. And there's one by Carlito, and there's one by Dwight. And it's the best show ever, and everyone should watch it. Also, thanks Default Cecil for sponsoring today's show. You're mostly to blame for the list being used, and everyone not answering, and just a lot of ringing. And probably by the time I edit this all together, it's going to be 30 minutes long. So thanks for that, Default Cecil. Don't forget to listen to Jayad tonight on the Art of Phone Larking show. That's just in a few hours from now. But since I probably won't get this show up on the podcast feed until tomorrow morning, I guess it's too late for that. So you suck for not listening to Jayad last night. Saturday night is Dwight, the janitor, at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. So Saturday night, tomorrow night, be listening to Dwight. And Sunday, usually we have Carlito at the same time, Sunday nights with the Madhouse Live show. And I can't remember the rest of the week. There's the Laugh Track Zax show, Party Time show. At some point, I think they do Tuesdays now, I don't know. But go to prankcallnation.com and listen to lots of free live prank shows. There's always something happening pretty much every single day. I'm going to end the show with a song that I think probably most of you haven't heard in a long time. This is an artist from the 90s. Her name is Jewel, and it's called Foolish Games. Bye, everyone.
Honest, don't let it mean. You are some kind of sick fucking pervert, Dave.